Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moderna said Tuesday its COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in a study of adolescents aged 12 to 17. Making it the second shot behind Pfizer's to demonstrate high efficacy in younger age groups. The company said it plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration to expand the emergency use of its COVID vaccine for teens as early as next month. This week, 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. The Biden administration ended an inquiry into a possible connection between the origins of the coronavirus and a lab in Wuhan, China. The State Department launched the previously undisclosed inquiry last fall under President Trump, but the effort was shut down in the spring by President Biden. They claim the quality of its work was flawed. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not convinced COVID-19 developed naturally. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability what happened. End quote. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Senator John Kennedy is lashing out on the reckless spending in Washington, D.C. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy is blasting a bipartisan bill that calls for billions of dollars in spending on science and technology research. The bill is being framed by its supporters as an effort to shore up American technological superiority against the growing threat of China. But Kennedy tells Fox News that's not what the bill does.
Here's what the bill will do. $120 billion in foreign aid. I don't know why we can't use that money for infrastructure. I don't know why we have to give money to countries that hate us. They should be able to hate us for free. $50 billion to the big tech semiconductor companies. We all know how broke big tech is. I guess they can use the money to develop more efficient algorithms to censor us. $80 billion to the infamous National Science Foundation.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Canada's 10 provinces and 3 territories continue to block fully vaccinated Americans from entering their country. This, as the country continues to benefit from the United States as we supply their 38 million citizens with COVID-19 vaccines. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in?
Chris Christie is a former federal prosecutor and was the 55th governor of New Jersey from 2010 to 2018. The federal government has given the green light for states to offer cash incentives to encourage residents to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Treasury Department on Tuesday updated its guidance for how states and local governments can spend coronavirus relief money that passed in March. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, for decades, if not for a century, the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations has been the power behind the throne in U.S. politics. This tradition has continued under the Biden administration. Some might say they even have a stronger grip than ever before. The senior editor at The New American, author, journalist, commentator, and documentary producer is with us to talk about it. William Jasper, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being here.
Well, good to have you here to talk about the Council on Foreign Relations. We've heard a lot about the CFR, but people thought, well, maybe they're part of the deep state, probably took a bit of a hit under the Trump administration, but they're like that ever-ready bunny that just, keeps on fighting, lives another day, right?
Right, and we're seeing right now them coming back into their traditional takeover of the U.S., particularly executive branch of government, mm-hmm. That they've had for now going on to close to a century. I begin my article on a special issue on the Council on Foreign Relations and Biden by mentioning that this year is their big celebration year. It's their century mark and, as an organization. And no other organization in our country's history or in the history of the world in our has, except for the Communist Party in Russia and since then in China and other places, has had the kind of lock hold on a country's government that the Council on Foreign Relations has had. And so in this particular issue, we give a brief history of this, as well as show then in a updated reprisal of our charts on the Council on Foreign Relations, going back the past century, showing administration after another, Republican and Democrat, how the Council on Foreign Relations has, which can be verified from their own membership rosters, has had control of the State Department, Defense Department, Secretary of Treasury, and most of the major cabinet posts and sub posts, assistant secretaries, deputy secretaries, etc. And so this, just by itself, without knowing anything about the organization, should be deeply concerning to all Americans.
Yeah, you think? I mean, let's go back. I mean, you gave a brief history, but let's give a radio brief history of, why and when the creation of the Council on Foreign Relations began.
Yes. So as we go into in brief detail in our articles there, following, leading up to the founding of the council was a group called the Inquiry. And this was a group of academics and Wall Street lawyers put together by the big Wall Street banks, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, etc. And they had a man by the name of Colonel Edward Mandel House, colonel was honorary. He wasn't in the military or anything. But he was a very seminal individual in history, in world history and in U.S. history. He was the key advisor to President Woodrow Wilson. In fact, Woodrow Wilson was totally dependent on him. He called him my alter ego, my other self.
Mm-hmm.
And so House, Colonel House, was actually working for these big Wall Street globalists who wanted to create a world government. And so he put together this group called the Inquiry. We go through a number of the prominent members of it, including John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, who would later become Secretary of State and head of the OSS CIA. Many of these other influential individuals, they mm-hmm. went...
And the thing that's amazing, if I might interrupt you for just a moment, forgive me, is that here these people are inculcating a government. They have to take a sworn oath to protect... the principles of our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, but I guess they crossed their fingers, and they've been doing this for decades, right?
Right. So all of these people that have served in government, many of them have been promoted as political generals and admirals into the military. They've taken over the intelligence agencies over this past century because all of these are political appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And so... once you have all of your people in the correct slots in various parts of government, you can move people around. And John J. McCloy, who became chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, was advisor to nine presidents and undersecretary of the Treasury and served as head of the Marshall Plan in Europe. He was a big Wall Street banker. He later said in an interview with the New York Times, he said, anytime we had a job opening up in the government, we'd go down the list of the Council on Foreign Relations members, and we'd put in a call to New York, to the headquarters, and mm-hmm. we'd fill in the slot. So basically, they are the unofficial but official staffing agency for our government.
And are they the deep state in and of themselves, or is there even a deeper state?
They are really the, as I've described them, as the they are the cortex and the vertebrae and the nervous system of the deep state. They are mm-hmm. the ones who call the shots throughout most of what is visible to us. Now we know that, for instance, when the Council on Foreign Relations was founded, it was really founded as an adjunct for the globalists who had already been working together in Wall Street and with their counterparts in England. And they had formed over there the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which I go into a little bit in this article. And the Council on Foreign Relations was the sister organization here. And they had already gotten started in England under Cecil Rhodes, who in the 19th century was considered one of the wealthiest and most powerful men in England and South Africa. And His vision, according to his biographer, his official biographer, Sarah Millen, was a government of the whole world. He had this great idea that he was going to control the whole world. He said, we will create a network of individuals who will, over time, develop control over the economic and political spheres and be able to rule the world. And being one of the wealthiest people in the world, one would think, and he normally is referred to as a capitalist, as mm-hmm. are most of the big Wall Street titans that we refer to here. But they are not. They are not free market capitalists.
Right.
They are state capitalists, like mm-hmm. which we have, which mm-hmm. is what the communists are referring
right.
to, state capitalism. In other words, you don't allow competition. You don't allow people to freely determine their own lives. You gain control over all the capital, and you use it to enforce your vision.
So the idea of personal property is out the door.
Absolutely, except for those who are in the oligarchy, who are the Communist Party and the ruling oligarchy.
And in the CFR today, I mean, we're just talking the United States, but you've got globalists, as you mentioned, in England, other areas that are represented. How many of these would-be oligarchs are we talking about? Talking about like 500 or, 1,000?
Well, So within the Council on Foreign Relations, we have 5,000 members, most of whom are lieutenants or soldiers. They're professors, and they work at various companies and academic positions.
But they're minor players because they really don't have the big money.
Right.
And we'll break that down a little bit more on the other side of the break. We got more from William Jasper after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with William Jasper, investigative reporter, you know, par excellence. He has done a deep dive on so many issues, and right now we're talking about the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. William, you know, while we can, I mean, you know, everything just about that we talk about these days, because we're in pursuit of the truth, nothing short of it. we get ourselves in trouble. But I'm happy to do that, because if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down because it was for the truth that we were taking a stand for. But there's so many powers, big tech and all that, involved in trying to squash the things that we bring to the American people, because the free and fair media is missing in action. They're no longer in existence. They're all in with elements and tentacles tied to the CFR, no doubt. The sense that I have is regarding, because this maintains a ongoing question for many of the voters in the 2020 election. I can't help but think the CFR wasn't all over this. We talk about big tech and mainstream media, Facebook, Zuckerberg, all this. The power of the CFR clearly behind this, because Donald Trump was in their way.
Well, absolutely. Donald Trump, as imperfect as he is and was, was the first big obstacle to their onward march toward the global state that they faced in our lifetime. So he was the first one who challenged them, and he said that he was not a globalist; he was a nationalist. And he said, "We're going to make America great again. We're going to do what's good for this country, and that will be good for everybody, as it was in the past before
exactly.
the globalists took control." And so, they unleashed everything on him, his family, and his supporters, and everyone who at all adhered to any of his America First program. One of the people that we quote a lot, and I've quoted him in these articles, is former late Admiral Chester Ward, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for 16 years. This was back in the 50s and 60s, and he began to realize that, I don't know when his wake-up moment came, but he realized that, boy, a lot of these people that I'm with here, they hate America. He said there is no term of revulsion that gets them more disgusted than America First. He said, because they're dedicated to destroying America's sovereignty and independence. And Admiral Ward was the judge advocate general for the United States military. And so he hit it, the nail right on the head there. And he wrote that back in the 70s. And so for the last 50 years, we've seen exactly that. And when President Trump came in and started throwing wrenches into all of their globalist programs, particularly one of the most important ones was their open borders policy. They wanted to flood this country with migrants from, not immigrants. Immigrants are people who come in legally and go through our immigration system, as every country in the world has. But migrants, people who just come in illegally. He said, no, we're going to stop that. Another big one, wrench, was with their China policy. For the last 40 years, the Council on Foreign Relations, beginning with Henry Kissinger and Winston Lord and David Rockefeller, when they went over to China, the push from the Council on Foreign Relations was to build China into a world power. And so we saw for decades the transfer of our manufacturing base, of our technology, and of our capital to China, so that a communist dictatorship that was a third world, fourth rate power, they couldn't even produce steel, they couldn't do, has now been miraculously transformed into this hegemon of global military and industrial prowess. And that was not possible without all of the aid that the Council on Foreign Relations gave to them in innumerable ways, including all of the big Wall Street banks that are also Council on Foreign Relations members. We have all of that in charts in this particular issue.
What do they think is going to happen here, William? I mean, here we go from America First, now you get China First. So now China is going to be a problem down the road, right? Because China, their theme and their goal is to be better than the United States. They want to take over that number one position. So now you have nationalism from a Chinese perspective versus a globalist perspective. So how do they think they're going to control China?
Well, I mean, yes. How is that going to work? It's not going to work well for Americans. you know, in the same issue, we had a story that United States China Economic Security Commission review came out 2 weeks ago, and this is the title of their report: 248 Chinese companies now listed on U.S. exchanges worth $2.1 trillion. So this U.S. commission reports that these almost 250 major Chinese corporations are now being listed on our exchanges, mm-hmm. and our people are investing in them. They're investing here in the United States. They're on the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange America.
So they're going to creep into everybody's 401k, you know, their
right.
package
so,
plans.
So many
right,
of, sure. And not only that, but in the big pension systems like CalPERS and every mm-hmm. state that has them or university that has them are now investing in this. This is part of their global military espionage and industrial and economic.
How insidious this has become, and you've got people unbeknownst to themselves investing in their own demise. Do they understand this?
Well, most Americans have no idea. And in fact, even after that report came out 2 weeks ago, and it should have been headlines all across the United States, but was it? No, it was just totally ignored. We did a couple of stories on it. A few others did here, but why didn't they? Well, because as you'll see in this special CFR issue of the magazine, we list all of the different news organizations, quote unquote, fake news organizations, we should say. Everything from New York Times and the Washington Post to CNN, CBS, PBS, NPR, et cetera, and all of their members there. And so they're not going to say that, for instance, all of these 248 companies that are now listed on our exchange that are infecting our whole economic system, each one of those needed brokerage and banking houses here in the United States to set up those deals for them. And this report from the U.S.-China Economic Security Review Commission lists who performed these for them: Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, etc. So these are the same people, as I mentioned, a century ago when J.P. Morgan and Chase Bank and the big Wall Street gang got together. It's the same group. Now they're building up China and have been for the last 30, 40 years. So this is what most Americans have no idea about, is because they've been kept in the dark, except for radio shows like yours. And fortunately, we do have dozens of those around the country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, there is a growing alternative media that is now looking into this. But we've got a lot of awakening to do. There's lots of wokeism going on, but we need
exactly.
a real awakening. And that's
right.
happening thanks to President Trump. He did get a lot of people moving in this direction.
Exactly. Well, he woke them up, you know, to a degree. But yet we have to understand freedom comes at a cost. And we have to be all in to understand what is going on. I mean, this is a movement that has been going on. As you said, they've been marching toward this goal for 100 years. And they're not about to let go of it lightly. This is, you know, they're all invested. And we're back to the old axiom, William Jasper, you just follow the money, right?
Absolutely. You follow the money. And as I say, you follow, it's like the snail trail, the slime trail that leads
yes.
to the slug. It always leads to the Council on Foreign Relations and to all of their deep state allies.
Well, he's a senior editor at the North American, at the New American, I should say, William Jasper. William, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moderna said Tuesday its COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in a study of adolescents aged 12 to 17, making it the second shot behind Pfizer's to demonstrate high efficacy in younger age groups. The company said it plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration to expand the emergency use of its COVID vaccine for teens as early as next month. This week, 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. The Biden administration ended an inquiry into a possible connection between the origins of the coronavirus and a lab in Wuhan, China. The State Department launched the previously undisclosed inquiry last fall under President Trump, but the effort was shut down in the spring by President Biden. They claim the quality of its work was flawed. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not convinced COVID-19 developed naturally. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability what happened. End quote. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Sean Bloom joins us. Sean is the CEO of the National PACE Association, and we're here to take a look back at, you know, in less than 20 years, the U.S. 65-plus population will swell to 82.3 million. Now that COVID-19 has exposed the dangers of traditional ways of caring for the elderly, like nursing homes, what is the next step for senior care industry? Sean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about PACE.
Yeah, PACE is actually an acronym that stands for Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. We're really the only what I call comprehensive, complete, integrated model of care in the country. We individuals that choose to enroll in PACE have determined that they need, you know, kind of a nursing home level of care, but would prefer to live in their own homes. Mm-hmm. And we're able to...
How long has PACE been... How long? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, PACE programs actually bring together the full range of services. We provide and arrange, you know, physician services, nursing services, social worker. If they need hospitalization, we manage that. We provide for and help them manage all their drugs. So we, it's complete care.
Now, is this complete care where an individual is out of their home, or is this at a facility? How does this occur?
Yeah, it's largely, I mean, our goal is to keep an individual in their home for as long as absolutely possible, but we do so by bringing them to the PACE center, which is typically, it looks like a large adult day center, but within that are a physician's clinic, place for physical therapy, there might be a place for personal care, maybe a kitchen, place to do laundry, and they come there 2 to 3 days a week to see their friends, socialize, maybe engage in activities, see the doctor, get their medication refilled, perhaps get some help with bathing, and those type of things.
Socialization is so important, isn't it, Sean? I mean, I find because with elderly people, even their family members, it's hard for them because they're busy about their lives, and it's difficult you know, for them to go and see grandma on a regular basis. And meanwhile, grandma's left at home with, you know, with the TV and, you know, maybe might see a neighbor once in a while. It's a lonely passing of time, without a doubt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you raise a really important issue. One thing that we've learned over the pandemic, you know, it's one thing to really kind of sequester individuals in their homes and manage their care. But, you know, they need social engagement. And that's where I think PACE is unique among other what I call home care options. You know, we not only are able to manage their care in the home, but they are able to go to the day center if they want 4 or 5 days a week where they, again, can get out of the house, engage in activities, be their kind of their friends, and access healthcare services not only at the PACE center, but when they go back home as well. So it's
and they're being
best of both worlds.
And they're being evaluated while they're there, right? So, I mean, you can start to, you know, observe some decline, you know, warning signals, whereas if somebody's just home left alone, you're not monitoring, you know, these benchmarks that are so important to keep an eye on that only add to increasing danger of the elderly.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. You know, PACE, at the heart of the PACE program is called the interdisciplinary team. And I mentioned that, you know, we provide physician services and nursing. Well, this whole team of basically 11, 12 people, they meet every morning to talk about the care needs of those individuals they care for. And in that team is even the van driver that may pick them up that morning. So you're right. The van driver may report back to the team that Mrs. Smith is having a hard time today. And that may launch into a discussion by the social worker and the nurse or the doctor or the physical therapist. It's very common sense, complete care.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're doing is kind of fitting in hand in glove with what the family, what the patient. So this is comprehensive, and this complements, you know, the care of an elderly individual in such a way to where, you know, maybe a family just does not have the ability to handle, you know, a full-time arrangement.
Yeah, I respond that way because, you know, I think what prompts a lot of families to come to us to see if we can help their loved ones or parents or whoever is they need some help. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to come in and really wrap ourselves around the circumstance. We give the family a little bit of respite care, give them some support. We may make home modifications. We may buy a microwave. We may put in a new phone. We may do whatever's needed to really help that family member lower their stress level and be a better caregiver with the support of PACE kind of pulling the weight.
Sean, obviously, as you can tell, I've had some experience with this, so this is a very sensitive issue to me. And what the National PACE Association is doing, I think, is so needed right now because what people are not realizing is there really is a senior care crisis. You may be disconnected. Maybe you're not dealing with somebody elderly in your family, but you will be down the road. And this is a time for us to really get our ducks in a row to address this issue with a lot more intelligence that we have in the past, especially in light of, you know, technology that we have today, you know, the need that is there. I mean, we don't want to get ourselves into a situation like what happened in New York, and that is that you just, you know, disrespect elderly altogether and you put them in dangerous areas to where they're no more.
Yeah, you know, as a country, we've been making a lot of progress over the last decade in particular at trying to kind of shift the focus of care into the community. But I think the pandemic has really accelerated that, not only because we need to, but it's what consumers expect. But it's important that we do so in a thoughtful way. And we are seeing enormous interest and PACE growing across the country because we do more than just home care. And we're able to really, again, we have a great track record of success in meeting the needs of those that we serve. Only about 5% of the people we serve actually end up in the nursing home. So we've got about a 95% success rate at keeping people at home.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, how is the response from local lawmakers and nationally? Are they helping, you know, with PACE legislation?
Yeah, you know, that's. I'm glad you asked because right now, as we sit here, I think we have 4 states that are moving through legislation that would really enormously expand PACE in those states. And even the states where we exist, they are allowing those programs to grow and grow even more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent. So how many people are eligible for PACE benefits and how many are currently enjoying those benefits, Sean?
Yeah, you know, it's important to note we're a Medicare benefit, but we're a Medicaid state plan option. So right now only 30 states allow for PACE. And in those states, I would say half of those limit the number of people we can serve. But right now we serve 55,000 people. And if we just look at low-income seniors who have been our target in the past, but that's changing, there are 2 million people that we could meet the needs of in a more cost-effective, consumer satisfied manner.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the capacity of PACE as it stands right now? You kind of hinted on it a little bit, but I want you to unwrap that a little bit more for our audience to help them realize that, there's plenty of room here.
Yeah, I mean, we're poised for growth. We have programs that range in size from 150 people that are deep in the heart of Appalachia mm-hmm. through programs in very large cities that can be as large as 3,000. But we're ready to grow. There is no shortage of organizations that want to offer PACE services. They're just there's limited opportunities to do so in the states right now. So we're really hoping states move during this time of transformation of our long-term care delivery system.
Well, we're talking with Sean Bloom, the CEO of the National PACE Association. And really, this is elder care for the 21st century. With all due respect here, and this is awesome what you're doing, and I congratulate you and the team for your efforts in doing this, because, the fact of the matter is we need to honor the elderly. We need to honor our parents and relatives in such a way, and what PACE is offering is support to that end, and you're doing it in such a way that we're not just putting them in, human warehouses until they die.
Yeah, we call our folks participants, not patients, not residents. They're participants because they really are the decision maker about their care. Mm-hmm. We put those decisions in their hands, and we honor their wishes, and we do our best to uphold their dignity to remain at home, living in the community as independently as possible.
That's awesome. Where can they go for more information to find out about PACE, Sean?
Yeah, they could go to our website at npaonline.org. That's like Nancy Paul Apple Online.org. And they can put in their zip code, find a PACE program near them, or just learn about the model.
Well, Sean, I'm excited to have you on the show. I'm glad you were here to update us on this. I'm sure the people who are participating, the participants of PACE, are thrilled as well with the program and the results they're seeing, for their loved ones. Sean Bloom, thank you for being with us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
And it's great to have a Tony Award winner, Joe Mantegna, join us. He and Emmy Award winning Gary Sinise coming together for the National Memorial Day concert that is going to air May the 30th on PBS. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you very much.
Well, Joe, I cannot thank you enough on behalf of our audience. We so appreciate the love of country and, how you've given to us, and this has become an annual event, this National Memorial Day concert with you and Gary Sinise and partnering together, to remind us of our rich heritage, but more importantly, to remind everybody of the people, the men and women that have paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Yeah, without question, Bill. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, and for me, I feel just honored and fortunate and blessed to be able to do this every year. This is my 20th year doing the concert, and it's a privilege to do it because I've had a pretty good life. I mean, I continue to have a pretty good life. Mm-hmm. And me, like so many other people, owe it to the sacrifices men and women have made in our country's history since the pre-revolution in the 1700s. Right. Freedom isn't free, and some people have paid a much greater price than others. And I feel honored to be able to honor those people who have paid that price. And that's why Memorial Day is such an important holiday, and why I'm proud to be part of the concert that we do every year.
You know, and you think about what other country
But America, could we have realized the dreams, the aspirations that you and I have realized, that others are realizing, the next generation behind us, the dreams that are going to be realized because of the freedoms and the freedoms that we have because of the sacrifices of those that have gone before us and defended liberty?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, we are, we don't always get it 100% right. We're still, we're a fairly young country, mm-hmm. if you look at the history of the world, but their aspirations, nobody has higher aspirations, because all you got to do is look at our Constitution and our mm-hmm. Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights and all that stuff. We've set up the highest standards you can possibly have on this planet. And so we're constantly just trying to live up to them. And, and it takes, sometimes it takes incredible sacrifice to back that up. And that's
exactly.
And, sometimes, and so there'll be bumps along the way. Mm-hmm. We're keeping at it, and we're getting there. And
exactly.
Now it's the day, Memorial Day weekends, and we honor those people who've paid that price for us.
Right. And as you say, I don't know of another constitution where it says, aspirationally, that we are hoping for a more perfect union, working toward that more perfect union, so that when we do make mistakes, we reconnoiter, we come together, we re-engineer to get back on track to attain that aspirational, goal of becoming more perfect. This side of heaven, Joe, look at, we're all humanoids. We make mistakes, granted. But at least we still have in our windshield, looking ahead, this idea of aiming for perfection, right?
Exactly right. And here you're talking about a country that is basically a microcosm of the planet,
yes.
which in itself you made your task even that much more difficult in a way. So in other words, we're basically saying, hey, we are the combination of everyone. Anyone and everyone. And now we got to find a way to kind of get along together, work together. And the one thing that unites us is that feeling of that, we want to be able to have this freedom to move forward. And as you say, live up to these aspirations that we have.
Right.
And that's a big task. But we've been doing it for over 200 years and we're still going to move forward.
Amen. And the thing that reconfirms that, Joe, is that we are a nation of immigrants, and there are still millions of immigrants that want to come into this country and enjoy this American idea, to participate in, to have a shot at attaining, their God-given goals, their objectives. And, that just encourages us all the more. And again, I think reminds us on this Memorial weekend, just how hallow, and I mean hallow in a holy sense, it is that others believe so much in what we believe in today, back in the 1700s, and even before, when the pilgrims first came across. We lost a lot of the pilgrims when they first came across with this idea, this American idea and this concept. And, they put it on the line, and because of what they suffered and endured, I mean, here we are today, 250 plus years later, and enjoying the fruits. But the fact of the matter is, as Ronald Reagan said, if I can say this, is that it doesn't pass on in the bloodstream. It's something that we must be vigilant about in terms of, honoring, our Constitution and our liberties, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. In other words, if we hesitate, if we fail in that area, then God knows what could happen. So mm-hmm. we just have to,
right.
As I said, freedom isn't free, and God bless those who have to pay that higher price than most of us have to do. So the least we can do is support mm-hmm. them. And stand behind them.
Well, Joe, the COVID-19 pandemic is still in the way the last couple of years. It has altered the situation. We've had to do the concert virtually. And this year, hopefully, prayerfully, this will be the last virtual one that we'd have to do. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we have every intention of going back to D.C. next year. Obviously, it wasn't in the cards to put 200,000 people on the lawn of the Capitol mm-hmm. this year. But I think the concept we did come up with, we had a year to prepare for it this year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's terrific. In other words, we were able to use all kinds of different elements to make it special. So sometimes, necessity is the mother of invention. And
yes.
I think we came up with a really wonderful show, and I think people aren't going to miss a beat. And all I say is, invest 90 minutes of your time this weekend, and you'll understand exactly why Memorial Day is such an important holiday, and you'll be glad you did.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. And you've got an all-star lineup. Tell our audience who all they can see on this Memorial Day performance on the 30th.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we've got people like, I mean, my dear friend Kathy Bacon. We've got Steve Buscemi. We've got Joe Morton. Entertainers like Alan Jackson, Gladys Knight, the Four Tops. Of course, General Colin Powell will be with us again. Sarah Barry Ellis, I mean, Vince Gill. It's just a wonderful lineup. I mean, it's 90 minutes packed with kinds of emotional moments, entertaining moments, spiritual moments. I mean, you name it, where's the gamut? To me, it's a perfect way of kind of explaining, again, why we have Memorial Day and what it's all about.
Well, Memorial Day is absolutely precious, and you've added a little bit of, I guess, extension to the concept of Memorial Day, and that is that you're honoring American nurses from the Vietnam War, a 20th anniversary remembrance of 9/11, and other important benchmarks that need to be considered. And I guess you can, you know, bring them into the fold of Memorial Day, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because that's what it is. Memorial Day isn't about like one conflict or one era or anything. I mean, we're talking about the history of this country. You know, as you said, you know, go back to the very first time that someone, that individual, had to fight for the rights to kind of be here and to do this thing that we call, you know, the United States of America. So it's all of that. And so we honor the history of all of that. From every era and every, and in this particular year, there'll be certain remembrances based on anniversaries of, like you said, 9/11. We addressed things about Korea.
Yeah, the 70th anniversary of the Korean War. Is that amazing to think? Wow.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. All very, very cool stuff. And so it's your job to, you know, keep Gary Sinise under control. Are you going to try and do that? Just kidding.
No, I don't need much help to do that. Yeah, Gary's just fine. He's, nobody better than Gary, I tell you. I always feel I'm his wingman. He does more for our military in this country than anybody I know. So God bless him.
Well, you guys, both of you, are such a blessing. You have great chemistry between the two of you. And so it's neat. I love that. That's why I was teasing a little bit about keeping him under control.
We're two Italian guys from Chicago.
Hey, come on.
We're two Italian guys from Chicago. So we have that.
All you need is pizza. Somebody to bring pizza on the stage. You know, the deep dish pizza from Chicago, huh? Hey, we'll know how to finish things off. Well, Joe, again, we thank you for coming on. Remind everybody when it will air on PBS. And also, there's going to be, it'll be available on demand afterwards as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can catch it, you know, watch it on Sunday, May 30th, 8, 7 Central, like PBS, and then you could catch it on, if you just go to their website, go to the PBS website, they'll tell you all the other places you can see it. It's going to be on, we have it on the Twitter, I'm not up on all this stuff myself.
Well, that's okay. We'll link it on our website here, too.
Then they run it again on Monday. So it's there for you. But if you can catch it right when it first airs on Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, just go to your local PBS station. You'll find it.
Well, another special night with Joe Mantegna, all-star cast, and of course, Gary Sinise as well. Joe, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to joining you and joining hearts on this National Memorial Day concert. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.